Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gold at 4P.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
24 minutes to go before we hit the 7 o'clock mark. And many of you as South Africans have been raising questions that, hey, what happened to all those ratings agencies that had raised alarm during President Jacob Zuma's reign? Well, the truth is they are still in existence. The likes of Fitch, S&P, as well as Moody's, and all of them essentially have seen South Africa being downgraded to sub-investment grade, however, with positive outlooks. That essentially means that we are still required to implement the necessary economic reforms in order to derive the growth that we need. However, there's a new competitor on the market, and that's South Africa's alternative credit ratings agency that has come on board, the Sovereign Africa Ratings, who have announced the findings into the country's creditworthiness this past Friday, giving South Africa a triple B long-term and B positive short-term rating with a stable outlook. To help us decipher what these alphabets and meanings describe, we join on the line by the COO of Sovereign Africa Ratings, Zweli Mazia. Good to have you back on the show this evening, Sen. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, everybody would want to know, okay, we've discussed your rationale and, of course, your recognition as a ratings agency in South Africa, but this triple B long-term and B plus short-term rating, what do they mean?
So this means that South Africa's investment grade and not a junk.
Mr. Mazia, we're going to ask you to pause it there just very briefly as the line is not too clear. So we'll just reestablish that connection and be sure to have you back on the line. But as Mr. Mazia was describing, that essentially this means that South Africa is sitting on investment grade and is able to receive or be participate as a key player when it comes to the global economic dynamics and, of course, receiving investment opportunities there. So we will deep dive into that as we do reestablish that line. And just to give you some perspective, Sovereign Africa Ratings has been on the show before. We have discussed how it is that they operate and, like many other institutions, are able to use their resources, access data in order to provide some clarity with regard to South Africa's rating. Now, as you say, it actually gives us some insight into the views of South Africa's economy, where they contradict what the big three actually say. Moody's, S&P and Fitch, who have us at sub-investment grade, and Sovereign Africa Ratings says, hold on, South Africa is sitting at investment grade. Mr. Mazia, I'm hoping that the line is a lot clearer now and that we've got you loud and clear.
Yes, I hope so too.
Fantastic. It's a lot better. Perhaps let's pick up where we left off, where you essentially highlighted that South Africa sits at investment grade or on investment grade, contradicting what we hear from some of your counterparts in the market. Tell us why.
So in terms of our methodology, we've considered more than 80 variables, and the assessment considers both the positives and the negatives. And in terms of our approach, we lean more towards the quantitative analysis that's looking into the variables. And when it comes to the qualitative analysis, the analysts, they don't make many judgment calls. Mm. So this rating is based on the numbers that is produced by our models and the methodology.
Got you. Help us unpack some of the detail in the models and the methodology. As you say, it's quantitative data first. So yes, you look at the stats from Stats SA, GDP print, unemployment, but unpack what the quantitative information and data entails.
So data entails all the variables and that we are able to pack. But I'll just the synopsis of the reason why Africa was placed at triple B, because of any variables that we look into. So we noted that South Africa's trade with major trading partners bounced back post the COVID-19. And also South Africa's current accounts recorded a high surplus in March 2022 as compared to last year, December. And we also noted that the banking system in South Africa, the banks hold adequate capital and there's sufficient liquidity as well. especially for meeting any external obligations that they may have. Also, the improved in 2021 and in the first two quarters of 2022. We also noted South Africa's and that has potential in terms of beneficiation, especially if
We'll have to leave it there. Apologies, Mr. Mazia, but the line, unfortunately, not cooperating with us there to the end of the conversation. Essentially, as you say, highlighting that there are qualitative aspects that have been taken into account using your models to basically show that South Africa is ripe to attract some investments. We are aware of the challenges, the energy and the water crisis, unemployment, poverty and income inequality. However, South Africa does have the capacity to honor its debt obligations as the South African government have proven that they're able to fulfill that. And these are just some of the insights that we do have here from Sovereign Africa Ratings. The COO on the line, COO, Chief Operations Officer Zweli Mazia, giving us some insight into the ratings update that they have on South Africa. So overall, saying that there is promise for different and more well-rounded assessments, and they are committed to serving the continent's interests, especially when it comes to evaluating countries and the ability to pay off debt. And I think this is quite refreshing, right? Because ordinarily, ratings agencies also need to take a look at companies as well as countries at a peer-to-peer point of view. If you look at South Africa in comparison to some of its peers across the continent, they use Ghana as an example in their statement. Even if you consider the likes of Zambia, for the moment, South Africa has not defaulted on any of its debt. We've been able to require and access the necessary capital that we need from institutions like the World Bank, the Development Bank, which falls under BRICS, the AFDB, African Development Bank, and many other institutions, in order to support us in subsidizing some of the debt challenges that we have. And as they highlight, South Africa does have the ability to actually pay off some of its debt. Highlighting there that the direction and assessment of the South African economy in terms of the key indicators and variables, including national resource endowments, and even what we see in terms of climate change risks, economic growth and government debt, as well as monetary and fiscal policy stance, all point in the right direction.
Kaya Biz with Google Etumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.